Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
Got to get Bert Show listener Mark on the phone. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
Well, I'm in a bit of a pickle, you might say.
Mark's been a bad, bad, bad boy.
All right.
Yeah.
What happened?
Bring it.
Well, basically, I have a long-term, well, basically ex-girlfriend at this point. We dated for, 2.5 years or so, and had down the old marriage path, and we got a condo and we got a car, which is in her name because mm-hmm. I have, you know, student loans, little screwy credit that I used to go to work with every single day, and we're not together now, and she's got my car hostage.
All right, hold on a second. You're missing a couple of things here. All right, I read the email, my friend. You are telling a story like a guilty guy. Yada, 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 we broke up, yada, yada, yada. You screwed around on her.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He's like, yeah, yeah. And that's an important piece of the puzzle.
But she's holding my car hostage.
Yeah, I got to go to work, and I have stuff I need for work in the car. She will not let me use the car. She won't let me talk to her to get the
car. Stop for a second.
Another thing that I do have to point out is the fact that since you had shoddy credit, that she helped you out by getting the car using her name and her credit to get it.
Yeah, but I didn't screw up her credit. I have paid every single month for 18 months already and haven't missed a payment.
How much money have you invested in this car already?
$11,000.
$11,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Bigger, better question for you. Who'd you screw around with, and where'd you do it, and how'd she find out?
Yeah, the details of this are going to be important because, I mean, if you did something really, really dumb, because if you were like, I mean, if you went over the top and you did something really stupid, like you screwed around with her sister, of course she's not going to help you out.
Well, I didn't, so what's the big deal?
Who'd you screw around with?
Her cousin.
Her cousin?
Yes, like a second cousin. Like a family friend.
Seriously?
She's like one of our friends.
Come on, Mark, be a man. Stand up. You did it. Tell it.
You're the one that called us, man, so come
clean.
Well,
the reason I called, you know, I mean, I listen to you guys, but I'm not a guy who calls radio, you know, radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
She listens to you all the time. She will not take my phone call. She will, you know, I send her an email and nothing.
All right, let's start to get
She has shut the door everywhere, including the garage door, and I can't get in.
How did she find out? How did she find out that you cheated on her?
Her cousin told her.
Is this a real cousin or is this a close friend? I'm getting two different stories here.
Well, it's her cousin. See, they call her cousin, but it's really like a second cousin, best friend removed kind of thing. It's kind of weird. They're
really tight.
They're really tight and. We fooled around for a couple of months, and it was all innocent and just whatever.
Oh, innocent?
Oh,
Mark,
crap.
Give me a break.
Come
crap,
on, man.
Crap, crap.
Well, not exactly innocent, but, you know, it's just an affair. And I just said, listen, I'm, you know, I'm going out with Cassie. I'm not, just forget it. And when I wouldn't, like, go out with her, she took my girlfriend out to dinner and just ratted on me.
All right, so let me get this straight. All right, I'm trying to break this down here because you're being so elusive here. Okay, so you're in a relationship.
I'm not being elusive. I need my car.
Well, hold on. You've been in this relationship for 2.5 years. You start screwing around with her best friend. After a couple of months, you tell the girl that you're screwing around with, look,
I'm feeling bad about it.
You're like, I don't want to do this anymore. And she goes to your girlfriend and tells her everything. You guys have already bought a condo together. You bought a car together, but your credit is so bad that she co-signed for you. Or she assumed the car, I guess. I guess it's in her name.
Are the condo and the car both in her name?
Well, the condo is sort of extended family gift from my family and her family, because there's a long history that's take forever to say, but basically we kind of grew up together, and our families are friends as well. Our parents used to share this place.
But whose name? But I mean, and I appreciate all that, but the thing is, when it comes down to it, whose name is on the mortgage, or whose name is on the
it's
condo?
All her family.
Her family.
All right.
They're a bunch of controlling
and
bastards.
Are you still living in it? Is that where you're calling us from?
No.
And she bought the car base. She bought the car, basically, and you're making payments to her, and you've already spent about $11,000 on it.
Yeah, but I don't care about the condo. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a guy. I can live anywhere. You don't mess with a man's car. I mean, I got to get to work.
You don't mess with a girl's best friend either.
Dude.
Well, hey, man, people make mistakes.
Now, hold on here. Hey, Steve, you're on all the hits, Q100. Let me give the phone number here out real quick, Steve. 404-741-1005. Go ahead, Steve.
Tell that loser he needs to take what's left of his credit, buy some shoes, and get to walking to work. You don't cheat on your girl.
Ooh, tell it like it is, brother.
But I mean, he's already invested.
He's probably gay.
He's invested $11,000 in this car,
Mark.
Steve.
Just shut up. That's stupid.
What do you mean that's stupid?
He's probably gay because he's not on my side, because guys, you know, it's a guy code and everything. Just.
All right, let's see if Jose's gay also. Hey, Jose.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man?
Like I was saying, Mark, you know, fine, you're right. You don't screw around with your girlfriend. You don't do anything like that, especially after long-term relationships.
You never made a mistake?
What's that?
Never made a mistake? Are you Mr. Perfect? Mr. Never Cheated? Mr. Everything is happy and nice over there.
Here's what I don't get. Like, why did you call us up with this attitude? If you have this kind of
attitude,
you called us.
You
think, Mark, you actually think your ex-girlfriend's going
to
give you the car if you're being such a jerk?
I wouldn't give you a damn thing either.
I would think that if other listeners listen to my side, you know, or other women hear my side, that they'll reason with her, or that she'll understand that she's just being a bitter idiot.
And
you don't have a side, though. That's the whole thing. You don't have a side because you're trying to make it sound like you had nothing to do with it. Like it's everybody else's fault. I mean, if you're going to cheat, that's one thing. I mean, that's wrong to cheat, but I mean, you're cheating with one of her family members. I mean, you might as well have just gone and did it with her mother. I mean, you just don't do that. First of all, you don't cheat on somebody that you've been in a relationship with, regardless of whether it's been for a week or a month, a year, or 10 years. You don't do that. You know, that's not being a man, because you're poking everything that comes your way. You don't do that.
If you're
truly in love
it.
And you've been in a long-term relationship, you just don't cheat on somebody. You don't do that. That's not being a man.
Thanks.
So, Mark, you just pretty much called us to use us to get in touch with her. To get your car back. Like, you don't...
So,
like, it sounds to me like you don't even really want any advice from anybody.
I'll take that $1,000 you guys are giving away.
Okay, you know what? That means I think that everybody else listening needs to call up and give you some advice.
You know, my thing is, we've talked for the past few days about legal matters and legal when you're not married, you know, and that kind of thing.
Well,
and Mark,
so
hey,
right?
Loser, shut up.
No,
see, the thing is, and under legal terms, the fact of the matter, you're not married to her, you cheated, the car's in her name, you know what? She's in the right for it's her car.
You got nothing here, man.
You got nothing, Mark. You've got no legal ground to stand on. It's her car.
It's called take mata. It's smata.
You're a tool, dork. Yeah, dude, I mean, like, here's what you're saying. Here's what I hear you're saying. Look, I did something that has absolutely no integrity attached to it at all. However, my girlfriend should do the right thing in this situation. Even though I didn't, I'm asking my girlfriend to do what's right here and give me back my car.
How many times this one person to apologize.
You're not apologizing.
I'm not saying I wasn't wrong.
You're
not
apologizing.
I'm not mad about it.
I haven't heard you apologize once in this conversation.
Yeah, let me take calls because you're not listening to us.
I'm sorry. How's that? Now give me my car.
Cindy, you're on all the hits. Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Mark, I got to tell you, man, you're an idiot. First off, you don't screw around on your woman. Second, I agree with Melissa. If it's in her name, you add a lot, brother.
Do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a boyfriend?
I have a husband.
Oh, you got an extra car I can use?
No, I don't. If I didn't, I wouldn't even give it to you.
You've got some.
Yeah, seriously.
You're the one with bitter issues, dude.
Hey, Steven, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, I just want to say, as a code for cheating, you don't cheat with a relative and you don't get caught. You get caught, hey, man, you lose.
You lost everything here, man. I don't understand why the rules are different for her than for you. You did something wrong. You didn't act appropriately, and now she's not acting appropriately, and you're like, what's the matter?
I didn't lose everything. I lost the car, but it's important to me, so I'm calling because she listens to your show.
She's the reason that you got the car in the first place.
Coming down to me. Like, nobody's ever cheated. I think everyone's, like, you know, rushing
it's
up
not
the moral
right.
high ground.
It's not right, and it's her car.
Have you shown just a little bit of remorse? Maybe you'd get one person on the phone going, you know what, you're right here, but everybody's calling up to call you a tool.
Are there any cute girls with a car out there?
Hey, Kim, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
All right.
She sounds cute.
You're a tool. You are, man.
He is a complete tool. All I want to say to him is he's sitting there acting as though the only thing that's the problem here is that he lost his car. What about the life that he was wanting
to
start with somebody?
Wait a minute. Let everyone hear this. I made a mistake. It's not okay to screw around. It's not cool who I screw around with. That
then why
is
did
over.
You do it?
I can't take that back. I made a bad mistake. I understand that. But now she's messing with someone's livelihood. I mean, someone, I've paid bills for over 2 years with this girl.
Well, she saved your ass by getting the car in the first place.
And you didn't screw with her livelihood? Like, she had all these plans to marry you.
I didn't screw with her livelihood.
You did. You absolutely did. She had it, like, in her mind that she was going to marry you, and this was her life, and she had invested all of this time and energy and effort into your relationship.
Good for her for keeping the car.
And then you just throw it away?
Oh, totally overreact about everything.
Good for her for keeping the car. You're the one who has to walk, buddy.
Tino here. What's going on?
Hey there, Bert.
Hey, man.
Hey.
This guy doesn't want your help. He's wasting your time as a listener. I don't want to listen to him anymore. And for the record, yes, I'm gay.
Right. Sure as hell sound it.
Oh, no, you're just a loser. Let's
you're pushing buttons on purpose now. Hey, Ryan, I found one guy that's got your back. Go, Ryan.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
It's Ron.
What's
up? I think everyone's called in this far, and you guys are being a judge and jury and incorrect because you don't know what's going on in this guy's relationship.
Thank you.
Two wrongs do not make a right.
Thank
just because
you.
He screwed up and did a wrong thing does not make it correct for a woman to take some guy's car or job materials away from him and keep him from making his
give me a break. He has shoddy credit. She got him
shoddy
the car. I don't care if he made the payments or not. If you go to a judge, Mark, if you go to a court, if you go to a lawyer, it's in her name.
Melissa,
it's her
you're
car.
Not an attorney. Melissa, you're
it's
not an
her
attorney,
car.
And you're giving legal advice over
it's
the
her
air.
Car.
All right, let's before we get more judgmental people on the phone with you, and Lord knows we got plenty of them.
Give me a break.
Let me get you on with Jay here, who is an attorney.
Because he's such a good guy.
A good guy. Victim.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hi. You're an attorney here in Atlanta?
That's correct. Actually, I do real estate, but I just want to make sure I have the facts straight here before I say anything. Basically, this guy has, he's not married to her, legally wed to her in any way whatsoever, and the car is in completely her name is from what I understand. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. No leg to stand on, buddy.
Nothing?
Nothing at all.
What about...
Hey, Mark.
I don't know about here, but in other states they have like a common law thing.
Hey, Mark. I got three special words for you, baby. Melissa was right.
Hey, Melissa.
God, you are a snotty bitch today.
Oh my God. Take that back, Mark. It's not just today.
Hey, Melissa.
Yeah.
We need a good breeder bashing on here this morning.
So, Mark, what Jay here is saying, man, is you got no legs to stand on whatsoever.
Great.
Not legally, probably
but,
not.
But what about getting my stuff? She has possession of my personal items, my property.
Dude, you screwed around. You screwed it up. Hey, Ron.
Yeah, but that's fine. You know what? She can take the car from me. I understand it's in her name, but she's being a bitch, first of all. And why can't I at least get my stuff? I have a briefcase and, you know, some sports gear in the car.
Wait.
Hey, Ron, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Yeah, the advice I was going to give to him is I just went through divorce a little less than a year ago. I had a car that was that I paid for that was in my name, and she still got it. So, along with other things. So it's a good thing that you're not married because you would probably be paying a lot more.
Yeah, I can't find a lot of people here to sympathize with you, Mark. I got to be honest with you.
Now, that guy sympathizes with me. He knows I'm smart enough not to get married.
Hey, Mike, you're on All the Hits Q100, and you never will be. Hey, Mike, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, Mark, you screwed up, man.
Yeah, I know that.
He's calling you a tool, and there's a reason. You're not really a tool. You're just acting like a tool. You screwed up on your girl, but you're not really thinking about the big issue, and the big issue is trust. You lost that trust thing, man, and she's going to be hurt for a long time. I did the same thing you did over a year ago, and I lost
the car.
Lost the most important things in my life to me, man. I really, really regret it. It's that one time thing you go, well, you know, I might be able to do this, and then you kind of lose track of reality, and the reality hits you back in the face. You got a woman that loved you, and you screwed up on her.
Well, I would have done it if I thought this would have screwed up my ride.
You're just, you know, this is like typical right here. And you sound like you got no remorse at all.
Well, now he's under the spotlight,
remorse,
so
but I'm
he's
over
showing
it, you know
out.
What I mean, I made the mistake already. Why do I have to keep paying for it? I'm you know, you guys are ragging on me,
yeah.
And I'm a nice guy who's trying to get to work.
You can tell.
You sound like a great guy.
Well, you know what? Nobody's going to work today. The roads are bad anyway.
Yeah.
You've at least bought one day with the snow. Tell him you're going to telecommuting.
Well, I need that. Why don't you guys give me that $1,000?
No.
You
know what? Yeah, this snotty bitch is not going to give you $1,000.
Mark, we're done, man. You know what? You got your word out. If you said if she listens every day, then she's probably listening. She heard you, realizes why she left you, and you're probably never going to hear from her again. But maybe she'll call you now.
Well, thanks for taking my call. And you know, to all the men out there, be careful because women just want your money.
Get out of here. See ya.
Oh, yeah. You seem like you had a lot to offer.
Yeah, thanks for the advice.
With everything in her name.
He was unbelievable.
Just the room.
Just showing out.
The Bird Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.